Today we're speaking with Joe Handley from Asian Access, and he just returned from a trip to Japan in the wake of just kind of an interesting anniversary. So Joe, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. It's great to be with you guys.
Well, you know, you were talking about the anniversary in Japan, and I would guess there's only one, there's one recent anniversary. What was it that you were there to observe?
Well, I was doing a follow-up from the 6 years ago, the triple disaster that hit, the earthquake, massive tsunami, and the nuclear meltdown in Fukushima. I traveled all throughout the region where that tsunami hit and the earthquake hit its hardest. From there, I actually flew south to Kumamoto on the Kyushu Island, where 9 months ago, another earthquake hit that was pretty devastating. And all over that region, both those regions, it's really quite stunning to see what God is doing. The response rates to the gospel have skyrocketed during this period of time, which is stunning for Japan. You don't see this kind of response normally. It's a very difficult place to reach for Christ. And yet, what has happened is, as believers have been at the forefront of bringing relief and care to the community has not only watched, but they participated. So they got involved in helping with the projects, with the Christian communities, both indigenous local Japanese churches, as well as with missionaries. They came alongside, they said, these people are helping and I'm going to pitch in. Not only that, they donated various supplies and things to help out because they were so moved by the body of Christ in action. And it really changed the nature of the perception of the church in Japan. Previously to these 6 years, most people looked at the church as if it was some kind of Western religion trying to impose itself on their culture, or some strange, odd cult that they would try to avoid. Well, now they actually have built trust with these people and find a place where they're open to conversation, to talking. They see that this Christian thing is not just a foreign religion, mainly because a lot of the Japanese churches have been right there on the ground serving. And it is stunning to see what God is doing. Just one story from the north. One of the folks I visited told me about a fellow who has been watching all these relief workers over a six-year period of time. And at first, he was one of those skeptical types. Who are these people? What are they doing here? They're just trying to impose their religion on us. But over time, he realized that these people really care. And there's no strings attached to their caring. They're just here to serve the community. He's watched them year after year, month after month, and he's seen something different about them. And not only has he seen something different about them, he noticed now that 6 years later, they are the predominant relief workers that still remain on the ground. So you have a lot of groups that have come in and left, different aid societies or whatever. A lot of different religious groups or government action groups, but it is predominantly the Christian community that is still on the ground serving in these communities. And then he noticed something different about these people. He noticed that in the midst of their challenge of serving, very difficult circumstances, month after month, year after year, they have a smile on their face. They're not worn out. They're not burnout. They're not bailing out. They're there serving day in and day out with a joy in their expression that he was just stunned by. So recently he was asked, what do you make of this thing? What do you see in these people? And he goes, I want what they have. He said, I want a face like that. And he's pointing to these smiling faces, these people with joy. And as far as we know, he has either recently stepped over the line of faith or is very close to it. And we're hearing story after story like that all across this region. It's a very new season in Japan, and we're very excited about it. I was having pastors tell me right and left, Joe, please send us more missionaries. We need all the help we can get. Please come alongside and please assist us as we venture forth into this new season of openness in Japan. And I have never before in my life seen pastors so passionate about reaching the unreached communities of their nation like this. And I've been working in Japan for the last 8.5 years. These pastors are super jazzed. They're thinking outside the box. They are collaborating together in various networks of our alumni that have graduated from Asian Access Leadership Development Process. And it is really powerful to see what God is doing.
So let me back up a little bit and ask why it is that we're looking at the disaster area from 6 years ago. I think there are sometimes surprised that that you still have a disaster area.
Yeah, great question. Well, number one, you had the Fukushima disaster, and the nuclear waste from that what pretty much blocked that entire region, and slowly parts of it are being opened up. In addition to that, there are still tens of thousands of people in temporary housing. Beyond those in temporary housing, there are people that are in these kind of government housing that are like a halfway point between temporary and getting your own place. So that place was so devastated that the local people cannot afford to go back into their homes and rebuild them. You know, the roads, the infrastructure, most of that has been rebuilt. But in terms of the daily life of folks that lost everything, there's still tens of thousands of people that are, in essence, homeless. And so there's the Christian community, the local Japanese churches, as well as missionaries that are there on the ground, are still serving. And the needs are just remarkable. Move forward to this past year. Another big earthquake hit in the southern part of Japan in a city called Kumamoto on the Kyushu Island. And it was devastating. I was just there, and you could still see signs of devastation. And as the community, as the Christian community rallies around these people, it's interesting to see the responses of these folks. I frequently heard them saying that the people who had been displaced will refer to the Christian groups coming in as, oh, there it is, Mr. Christ, Mr. Christ. Oh, Christ is coming, Christ is coming. Because they don't know the word for Christian or anything beyond, you know, in the terms of religious terminology. They just see these people coming that are representing Christ, and they see them as Mr. Christ. One pastor in particular was telling me a story. He was mobilizing families from their church to adopt people in the disaster-hit areas, and nobody would adopt this one little girl because she was extremely oppositional, very challenging. So he personally took it upon himself to adopt her. And she was always pushing back, challenging him, you know, not letting him in. But now, 9 months after the disaster, he was just recently there a couple times. And about two or three times ago, he was about ready to leave for the day. The little girl ran up to him, grabbed his leg, and says, I think I like you. And he was just in tears that this little girl had finally turned a corner, and she actually was accepting the love that they were giving her on behalf of Christ. This same pastor sees this as a new opportunity in Japan. He says, Joe, it is time to go aggressive after church planting. Japan is one of the most unreached people groups in the world. I mean, he's telling me this, of course, right? I know this, but he's enforcing it on me or pressing it on me. Joe, our country is not reached for Christ, and these people are desperate for the hope that he has to bring. And now is the season that we can bring that. Please send us missionaries. Please send us aid. We need help in these mission networks to reach the country for Christ.
How can people come alongside? I mean, this sounds like something that is entirely inspiring, beauty from ashes kind of thing. And what happens if people want to do something about it? What kind of action can they take?
Right. There's several ways you get involved. The first is, I would say, please pray. Prayer is always the fuel for what God is going to do. And as you pray, God will put on your heart different opportunities. One opportunity is, of course, to give. We need tens of thousands of dollars plus, sometimes hundreds of thousands, to come into these communities and help out. Perhaps God will put it on your heart to give. Be praying about that. Or maybe you would like to serve on a team, to come in either on a short-term mission trip or serve on a longer-term opportunity. We are looking for people that will come and serve in these communities. That's two ways. A third way, and both those ways, you just go to our website, asianaccess.org, and you can find ways to plug in if you want to go serve or if you want to give. The third way is we have various social enterprises happening, little small businesses that come alongside local folks that have lost everything, lost their jobs, lost their family, lost their homes, and we're trying to spark entrepreneurial businesses for them. One of those businesses in particular just highlights the phrase you used earlier, taking brokenness and turning it into beauty. This project is called the Nozomi Project, and you can go online and look up the Nozomi Project. They are collecting shattered pieces of glassware all over the disaster areas. They're still there, tons of these pieces, and they're turning them into jewelry. And they've hired local ladies in this part of this job creation factory to fashion these jewelry pieces. You can actually buy these things. I was just there and sharing with a lady who was telling me how devastated her family was, and she just happened to have an autistic son that she thought there's no hope for him. He has no purpose in life. But little did we know that day that God would touch my heart. I have an autistic sister, and I was able to share with this lady how God has used my sister in a powerful way to impact my life. And that story's on our website if you want to read about it. But the Nozomi Project, and there's others, in fact, if you want to participate in those social enterprises. That one in particular, you can go to Nozomi Project and check it out. But for others, just check out asianaccess.org or give us a call. But ultimately, what I ask you to do is please pray. There is a huge opportunity right now in the country of Japan, and your prayers are fueling a mighty move of God to reach the country for Christ.